hastened its arrival. Nor could anything he said stave off the story that came part and parcel with the pie. Bailey would complain, "Mama, you told us that story 100 times. Or, "We know what happened to the old woman." Or, "Mama, can we just have the pie?" Mama always ignored his attempts to prevent her from telling the tale. If we wanted Mama's lemon meringue pie, we had to listen to the story. There was an old woman who had made it very clear that she loved young men. Everyone in town knew where her interest lay, so she couldn't get any local young men to come to her house. Old men had to be called to clean out her chimney, or fix her roof, or mend her fences. She learned to count on finding young strangers who were traveling through the area. One Sunday morning, there was a new young man in church, sitting alone. Mrs. Townsend saw him, and as soon as the last hymn was sung, before anyone else could reach him, she rushed over to his bench. "Morning. I'm Hattie Townsend. What's your name?" The young man said, "George."